Sam Panionovich is here. Sam, you follow numbers on games, and at the beginning of the season, we asked you to tell us, what are the Cubs' chances? What was the number you picked for Cub wins?
I made the number lower than Vegas did. The Vegas number, and remember, they set these before the season begins. These fluctuate until opening day, and then once the season starts, they're locked in. The first number that opened up in Vegas for win totals was 90.5. And all these numbers are different depending on all the different casino joints in Las Vegas. So 90.5 was the first number. Right away, I was talking to bookmakers that said the biggest bets against, the biggest shorts, if you will, in the market were on the Cubs.
So people betting that they would not win 90.
People betting under 90.5.
Wow.
And it not only did it go to 89.5, 88.5, it got all the way down to 87.5.
I saw that.
Then it was eventually built back up because the Cubs are a popular team. People love to bet the Cubs. But you and I were talking about that baseball prospectus number. Their projection was 80. So the computers had been against this team all season long.
Okay. And what are they on a pace to win now?
Well, right now they're 45-40. So right around where we thought they'd be in the mid-80s.
If you'd said 85... I would have taken the over on
that. I know you would have.
86, I would have taken the over.
I know.
90's tough, but when that number came in at 80 and numbers between 80 and 87, I thought, oh, hell yeah, I'm going to take the Cubs.
Free money!
That's the way I was thinking about it. Then June happened, and I thought, maybe these people know stuff that we don't. I mean, were they did the computer model or the smart guys know that we wouldn't have pitching in June? I mean, how do they know?
That was the big metric, the pitching. Vegas didn't believe in the pitching, and I think a lot of people, because you can only do so many things on a calculator or a computer, right? You don't play these games on calculators or computers. I think a lot of the wise bookmakers looked at a team that has a manager that's pretty much a walking duck right now. He's not under contract.
Walking duck, what does that mean?
They might not bring him back next year.
I was thinking that for the first time today. If he doesn't get this team at least into and deep into the playoffs, maybe people are going to look at Joe Maddon's style. Although Brendan and I were talking about this morning. I said, what is Joe Maddon supposed to do? Is there somebody on the bench that people are going, oh boy, I wish he'd play that guy? Do they wish that somebody would hit in a different position in the order? I mean, what is Maddon doing wrong?
Some would say that his style is wearing thin, that all the foofy stuff with the animals and the road trips where you dress up like
I know that.
Whatever, that's wearing thin. But I liken the situation to a very similar situation that just happened a couple miles west of here, where it's Stan Bowman and it's Joel Quenneville. Is Stan Bowman going to fire Stan Bowman? No, he's not. Even though the players that are on the ice, that are being put on the ice by Joel Quenneville, yeah, he has say in the rotations and the lines and who's in goal, but the team is constructed by people above the head coach. But the head coach is always usually the fall person.
But I felt that at times, this was the criticism even in 2016, especially in 2016, maybe Maddon overmanages the team. I'm not getting that feeling this year. I'm not seeing him putting pitchers in left and getting cute about it. I just see guys not hitting in clutch situations and the pitching isn't there. I'm not mad at Maddon this year. Like, weirdly, we kind of were mad at him at times. What are you doing in 2016? Am I right about that?
You're right about that. In years past, he was a little too cute, but this year it's been underperforming. I mean, Kyle Schwarber, yeah, he's got 18 home runs, but you look at the average, 235. Hayward's having a better year, yeah. But Almora's struggling. David Bodie is struggling. Addison Russell can't get out of his own way at the plate. Baez is playing well. Rizzo is always your rock over at first, but it's been the core guys that played really well from 14, 15, 16, 17. The last couple of years, they just haven't been those guys.
So when the Blackhawks got a new coach, do we think that worked out well for them this year? Was that a good move for the team?
Not initially it wasn't, but I think over time, you can't just come in mid-season and change everything.
My attitude, the feeling I had at the end of this season was, doggone it, we got to right this ship. But maybe that wasn't such a bad move to change the culture a little bit.
I think Theo Epstein, if we're trying to get to the issue here, he needs to do something with this roster.
Okay, you sent me a thing. Okay, fair enough.
But he needs to make a move. He needs to make a trade.
And in Schwarber, years past, are you going to get rid of somebody?
I don't know what you get for Schwarber. You trade him to the AL. He's a DH in the AL. What do you get back? The question is, who can you move that will bring in a quality player in return? In years past, remember, they had the number one farm system in baseball. That's gone. Those guys are either on other teams or they're with the big club.
But are you making deals for pitching, or are you going to trade somebody out in the field?
I'd probably try and get a pitcher, and I'd try and shore up that bullpen. I know Kimbrel will be okay, but you probably need another guy in the seventh or eighth inning.
So I asked you, what are the odds in Vegas, Sam Panionovich? This is your specialty.
Sure.
And you sent me a graphic, and I had no idea what it means.
You were befuddled.
Dodgers plus 125, Cubs plus 500, Braves plus 500, Brewers plus 700, Cardinals plus 1,200, Nationals plus 1,200. I'll give you one more. Phillies plus 1,200.
Those are odds for the National League pennant. And what that means is that's based on a $100 bet. So Vegas is giving you the probability to bet on who will win the National League pennant. So the Dodgers at plus 150, your $100.
125.
Or 125. Oh, so it's moved. All right, so it was 150, now it's 125. So that means your $100, if you walked up to a counter at that sports book with
$100,
if the Dodgers win the pennant, you win $125.
Well, I don't like that. I mean, that's a lot of risk for me for a $25 game.
But that's telling you just how good that team is and how respected they are by the markets. So the Cubs, if you took a $100 bill right now, you pulled a Benjamin Franklin out of your wallet and you walked up to a counter and bet right now on the Cubs to win the pennant, $100 would make you $500.
Okay, but I don't like the Cubs enough right now to put $100 on them, even if I could make $500. Now, the Brewers are plus 700. To me, that's a more attractive bet, just because what happened last year.
Careful.
I'm not feeling it for the Cubs. Would you put $100 down to win $700 for the Brewers?
I don't think I'd bet any of those teams at those prices.
Oh, okay, so you don't like anybody in the National League based on the odds?
No,
based on
I don't.
The
betting
lines.
Because those are fluctuating over the course of a season.
Well,
those change.
Who in the National League do you like right now?
The Dodgers. If there's not a year that the Dodgers, I mean, this is their year. If they don't get it this year, they're cooked.
Now, on the American League side, the numbers are Astros plus 450, Red Sox plus 2,500. That means they don't like the Red Sox. The Red Sox probably aren't going to win the World Series. Is this to win the World Series or to get into the World Series?
Red Sox are 25-1 to win the World Series.
25-1. Dodgers, 300.
3-1, right? That just tells you that's how good they are, and that's how much Vegas respects them. So if you put $100 on the Dodgers to win the World Series right now, you get 300. That's it.
And the Yankees are next at 350. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that Vegas thinks it's the Dodgers and the Yankees in the World Series?
That's a pretty good bet. Or maybe the Dodgers and the Astros. Astros are right behind. But Vegas is telling you the best teams in baseball right now. This is essentially what this is. The teams with lower numbers are better perceived. So the Vegas bookmakers are telling you the Dodgers are the best team, then the Yankees, then the Astros, and I guess then the Cubs?
Sam Panionovich, you know him from WGN Radio Sports not that long ago. He didn't work for us in that capacity now. You hear his voice on a podcast now and again. He's got other ventures up his sleeve down the road, and it involves sports gambling in Illinois and across the country. So then give me this number, because you follow it, Sam, and that's why I like talking to you, and I don't understand this stuff. You personally, tell me who you would put money on to get into and win the World Series in a minute. By the way, World Cup soccer, England won, USA won, 22 minutes almost into the game. This is WGN.
95 years of the Chicago conversation.
You gave them
WGN Radio.
Those old time stars.
The latest bulletin from President
Theater. You made it by Mars.
The rocket cylinder.
You made them laugh.
Take time out.
You made them cry.
Kennedy has been shot.
You made us feel that we could fly.
Birthday to us, 720 WGN Radio.
Almost 25 minutes into the World Cup match in Lyon, France, between England and the United States. It's 1-1. The United States is drilling the ball at this British goalkeeper. And she, by the way, is a last-minute replacement. Their normal goalkeeper is out with a hamstring injury. And the woman that's in the net for England has been turning back some amazing shots by the U.S. The game is very fast-paced. We're talking about a slower-paced game, baseball. Sam Panionovich is in the studio, and after Bleacher Report put up a story today saying how lackluster the Cubs played in June, it's a good team, not playing well. What's going on? I started to look or wonder about the odds. I called Sam Panionovich, formerly of WGN Radio Sports, who follows these things, and said, what's the number? He sent me a graphic that said plus 500. And then I said...
That's to win the pennant. World Series 12-1.
12-1.
Which implies an 8% chance that they'll win the World Series.
I asked you before the break, so if you were betting, who would you bet on to win the pennants? Who would you bet on to win? What is we've determined that Vegas right now says it's Dodgers and Yankees. And if it's just betting, then it's the Dodgers to win it. That's what Vegas is saying.
Let me just give you one. The Atlanta Braves to win the World Series right now are about 14-1. Some have them at 12, some have them at 14. They just came into Wrigley, won a couple games, look really good. It's a deep lineup. They hit the snot out of the ball. They've got a pretty good rotation, and I like their bullpen at the number. That's what it is. Dodgers 3-1, you're not intrigued, right? And 3-1, 1-3, 1-12 now. Interesting. I think the Atlanta Braves are a really good team. They're in first place right now, but nobody's talking about them because they talk about the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Astros.
Okay, so if I said, without any money changing hands, who do you like? You would say the Dodgers. If I said, what's a smart bet to make money, which is a different conversation, you'd say, take Atlanta. You can make a lot of money and you only lose 100.
It's two different questions. And one of your texters asked about the White Sox odds. What would the White Sox be right now? If you put $100 right now, the White Sox are 200-1 to win the World Series.
200-1. Wow. Well,
so that's 100 down, to win $20,000. Yes.
And as insane as that sounds, remember, all the White Sox have to do is win the get a wild card berth and then get hot. That's probably not going to happen, right? But, I mean, it's not like they have to be the best team in baseball. They just have to get into the playoffs, and that's not an insane proposition.
Have to get hot at the right time. I would like their pitching staff a lot better if they had Rodon and Kopech, though. So I'd maybe hold off on that until next year, until they get a little healthier.
Okay, so National League, you say Dodgers to win, but an interesting bet, if you can afford $100, is Atlanta. Do the American League.
Boston Red Sox.
To win it all. Or no, that's yours. That's an intelligent bet because the odds for Boston.
I think it'll be Yankees Dodgers. That's boring, but those teams are just so far and above the competition.
So if you wanted to make an interesting bet and you could make money with the Red Sox number is, I'm looking forward to getting
25-1.
25-1.
They just won the title last year. And there are a lot of games left in the season. We got to get through July, August, and September.
By the way, Joe wanted to say, or Kathy wanted to say something about Joe Madden. Kathy, you're on WGN.
Hey, thank you. Hi. Yeah, I just feel like Joe needs to go now. I know David Haw had an article recently in the paper. Sam, I don't know how you feel about this, but, you know, maybe that would be the shakeup that's needed. Last Monday, he was doing a talk show at his bar. He wants to be a Charlie Rose talk show host now, so this is a time for him to go instead of studying for the game the following day.
By the way, before Sam answers that question, you answer that question. Kathy, are you ready to cut ties with Joe Madden?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you say?
If they don't make the playoffs, unfortunately, he has to go.
You'd let him finish the season.
I'd let him finish the season. He's been to the playoffs every single year. By the way, I know you got to go. I have one more number for you. Do you have time?
Yep.
The over-under for total hot dogs eaten by Joey Chestnut.
I wasn't going to ask, but go ahead.
What do you think it is? He's got 10 minutes.
I hate this event. You don't know how much I hate this event. That ESPN covers it will ruin my 4th of July. How much time does he have?
10 minutes.
He gets 10 minutes to eat.
And they put a price on this.
Really,
how many hot dogs?
He's wagering on this?
Oh, yeah. You can bet the over-under he will eat this amount of hot dogs.
I resent me for even answering this. 82 hot dogs.
73.5.
73.5.
Good guess. Yeah. That's a lot of hot dogs. In 10 minutes!
He just got an email from his arteries saying, please don't do it. Okay, Sam, it's nice to visit with you.
Always.
He plays left field for the WGN Radio softball team. He's Sam Panionovich.